Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will indeed encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. And it's my hope that you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. When you do keep an open mind, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Diana McClintock, who's a light worker, a former nurse, and she's going to read angel cards tonight for you. And without further ado, let me introduce Diana. And Diana, how are you tonight?
Hi, David. I'm doing fine. And we may get some background noise of cars and airplanes because I am outside.
That's all right.
I'm in Fort Myers, Florida, just right into Fort Myers.
Nice.
I have been in Lehigh, so I'm not that far away from where I was. But this is what I decided to say tonight. I'm on the road again. And so I guess you call me a light worker living on the road. There's been a change of plans. I got a spirit message that I'm not reading the cards. I'm just doing intuitive life coach reading, spirit flow, however you want to say it. It's dark, for one thing. I probably should have told you that. Being dark at 7 in Florida, and then I have to get in a dark place in order to get quiet for you. So I'm just going to allow spirit to flow through. I have been meditating for a few hours, and I'm getting messages like, someone's going to need for you to say this. Someone's going to need for you to say that. And it's like, hold it!
Well, you are very intuitive, so we'll let spirit do its job through you, and thank you, spirit. And thank you, callers. We have several of you on the line, and I'll take you in the order you received. I've spoken with most of you, and so be patient, and we'll get to all of you that are in the studio so far. No problem. Are you ready to begin, or is there anything else you'd like to say before we start?
Not really. It's just this magic is everywhere. Same, I've probably said that before. Even if it's just little things that happen, just to take the time to pay attention, you're going to see magic every day. The shifting has been difficult, even for me. And people say, how do you do it? Well, it's like I can sing a song, shifting the night away, and let it be, because it's going to be. And if you're gonna resist or make it harder, then it is going to be harder. So that's one thing I did learn, and I wish I had gotten my books published, and that's one of those that's going to happen someday, so people would know what I did on my last adventure before we start the new one. But it will all fall into place, and someday. But the shifting was always a big part of it. And, you know, yeah, from the first awakening, and everybody's important. So it doesn't matter if you had just woke up an hour ago and saw David's show was on and decided that's the first spiritual thing you're going to listen to, then let's go for it. David, feel free to jump in, because you're a very intuitive life coach as well. So
okay.
We'll see how we do without the cards. I've always used cards. Even in the 70s, I used tarot cards then.
Okay. Well, our first caller is Tina, so let me bring her live. Tina, you're live on the air. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana. Hi, David. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. Now, I just wanted to ask you, there's some things happening currently that are all up in the air between career and just some legal things. And I'm just getting some kind of like negative news about one of the jobs. And I'm not sure if it's like an altogether negative or just a partial and it's going to move forward.
Well, one thing about negative news is if you know where it's coming from, then you know if it needs to be let go. Because if it's causing you to have resistance or fear or bad thoughts, you don't need it in your life. You need to pick what is best for your spirit right now, because that's what's going to bring you more flow, where you're going to get more answers. And I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I do have a guide that is a horse. And if you ever heard the shows I did with Reverend Jay back in California, okay, it's more like it's time for you to choose what's most important for yourself, not for this. Are you going to go for a job that you feel negative about? Because some people go for the thing they feel negative about. That's a lesson you have to learn. Just let go and let God. Before you go to sleep, ask for it to come into your dream. This job that I'm feeling negative about, is there any reason for me to still hang on to the thought I might want it? If it comes into your dream, an angel or somebody tells you, I used to always call the angel that does this, but when I was reading the cards, they had names. So I'm going to go back tonight to just say, the angel that does this, the angel that comes into Tina's dream to explain to her that she needs to hold on to the job she has negative thoughts about, or is she going to flow into a job that's more suitable with her spirit? Can you come into the dream tonight and get some answers? I hope that was a help.
I hope so too. Unfortunately, I wanted to get the job because it's starting at a low level, but the potential is great.
Huh. Well, you have to weigh that out. Is it starting at a low level? Is it suitable for your spirit? Does it, your soul, your spirit, the real you? Is this job that you're not so sure of starting at the bottom? Is that really what your spirit wants you to do? So you ask before you go to sleep. I think you will get some notion if you keep an open mind to getting an answer. I think you will get something. And you can always come back. And there's many psychics on here who can tell you even better. Like, I usually don't deal with that type of stuff. I usually just draw a card. But that was what I felt like telling you. It's pick what's best for your soul growth and your spirit flow and your life.
Okay.
It's not always easy, right? Not as easy as it sounds, but it will come.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is, I mean, you're right. I mean, I should be, prior to, going to bed, ask for my spirits to send me messages. I think that's fair. And I do.
Yes.
I do.
And
I do ask.
And, And expect to get an answer. Yes, and I expect to get an answer tonight. And I thank you very much.
Okay. I definitely. See, that's one of the things I forget. It's
you can always be a little bit bossy by stating your expectations, but be thankful too that you have the help.
Yes.
Yeah, and always ask for this or something better, because the universe is limitless, and we're the only ones that limit ourselves. And we don't always know what's in our own best interest. The universe does. So leave the gate wide open.
Yay. This or something better. Yes, that's definitely true.
And let it serve the highest good for all.
Oh, boy. I just felt the vibrations rise.
Well, Tina, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Tina.
Okay, have a beautiful evening. God bless.
Thank you.
Just to let people know, I have got an exciting array of new guests coming up over the next few months. And May, I am taking a two-week downtime for vacation. But in June and July, I do have three new psychics coming on board, along with some of my regular recurring guests. So check out blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark, spelled with an E. I've got my shows posted through the beginning of July. So you can check and see what's coming up and just choose like it's a menu at a restaurant. Feel free to call in and get a reading or just listen into some of the dialogue shows. I've got some really great shows coming up. So our next caller is Nathaniel. And Nathaniel, you're live on the air.
Hi there.
Hello, Nathaniel. Are you still in the high desert?
Yes, I sure am.
Oh, dear. It's going to get hot pretty soon. What are you going to do?
I was thinking of bailing to Encinitas and trying to make a fresh start there, but I'm getting ready to kind of move, you know, ready, packing my bags, kind of.
Are your bags packed?
Well, it's actually some of the clutter items and stuff, so I'm kind of sorting and organizing, too, you know.
So what do you think about maybe you're flying somewhere and you can't take anything? Are you ready to let go and start over that much, or do you need to be able to take your stuff? You play the guitar.
Yeah.
You got
to take that,
right?
I can do that, too. That's a good point. There's a let go at all.
We're at a time, well, I'm just being led to say this. We're at a time when we don't need our past. If you really want to step up and prove to, I don't even want to say the word proof, show the universe that you know what the now moment means. I call it a Wayne Dyer moment. Wayne Dyer walked out of everything and to go write his book and do his spiritual stuff. Now, you know, even as an orphan, he knew that he was the spiritual leader. And I read his books and stuff. And his first book he bought and sent all over the world. So he was a self-made man, but he became pretty famous and followed his spiritualness. So I call it when you walk out on everything you have, because what's to take? If you have to take a big blue box and three huge duffel bags, but they got infested with scorpions, you're going to have to get rid of them anyway. And you're going to go through that struggle of getting rid of the pests as well. So weigh your life very heavily before you decide what you do need. Now, I don't remember. Are you Taurus?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm feeling like you're a Taurus. And there's something going on. This is a Taurus moon tonight. You know that, right? I didn't know that. But I know it now because my horse just told me. Thank you. So if I'm wrong, let me know. But I think is this a Taurus full moon? Does anybody know?
I don't know. I'm not an astrologer.
It's actually the Scorpio full moon. It's actually the Scorpio full moon because it's always on the opposite side on the full moon. On the new moon, it's the same.
Do a look up, because I was pretty sure this month was going to be the hard full moon. But even if it's a Scorpio full moon, just get out there and throw your arms up and say what you want. And what should I take with me? And where am I going if you don't know where you're going yet? Get yourself some answers, because you've been asking for a long time. Now, I sort of feel like I follow spirit and that I'm in a void or a holding pattern, if you want to call it that. But I'm ready at any moment to shoot the golden arrow at the next moment I can. And I don't have to take anything. I'm to the point where I don't need anything except clothes. I even had to get rid of my books. I had to learn some lessons. You know, and one time I heard a psychic even told me, you're going to get to where you have nothing. I said, well, I only have what my back seat can hold already. How much more of nothing can you get? And she said, well, that's where you, the phase you're going in. And I told her I didn't believe in negativity, so I wasn't going to accept. But that kind of like is what happened. I took three bags and this huge blue box, and I brought the scorpions with me. So I had to get rid of everything. I had to even get new clothes. So think about it. And I'm a Taurus, too. It's the only reason I'm telling you. Just in case we Tauruses have the same lesson. Now, you don't, maybe I learned it, so you don't have to have that lesson. So get out there and state what you want. Throw your arms up. You have the power. You are found. You are here. You're standing in this place, ready to be guided if you want to be guided, ready to tell them where you want to be guided to. But do you need to take anything with you? I think that's something you need to decide. Can you jump on a horse and just take what you can fit into the...
When is your birthday?
My birthday is May 7th, so I'm next week.
Okay.
This is my birthday, so, David. So, yeah, and this is my debut of just reading what I feel. But it feels like to me that... Because I've heard you over the years on Blog Talk Radio, and you've probably heard me too. And I've gotten to where I was in high enough vibrations to win the lottery, and it was enough to take care of me for 6 months. The 6 months is over. Now I'm feeling more like, sometimes I feel like I'm needy because I want it to happen again. So I've got to get back to where I'm not expecting it to happen, but I'm at the vibrations that it did. And I'm ready to go, and I'm going to follow spirit. I'm going to do my life's calling. I'm going to meet the person who helped me get my suit covered. I'm going to have a room and a house with running water. You know, I carried water in from the outside to the house for a year and a half. That wasn't good. I had to always get a shower outside the house. Then, you know, iffy. And I lost my cat. I don't know, David, if you know that or not.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry to hear that.
He had a stroke the day that we, see, they never kicked us out. Somebody bought the house and never kicked us out. It was winter. But the day they decided to, we had like 24 hours to leave. And the cat couldn't tolerate me just throwing whatever I could. I was up all night, and then I finally, it came to, you got to go with me now. And he didn't want to. And he had a stroke. And so my first stop was the vet, and she said he couldn't even see.
Oh.
But she let him go into the playroom. She said, if you don't mind, if he falls down, he can go into the end-of-life playroom. And so we were in the playroom for an hour and a half. So I did lose my cat, too. He didn't want to go live in the van. That's the whole reason. But for him to wait until the day I had to leave was very strange, almost like he had it planned. But he's walked up to me a few times since he's been gone. So I know that your pets are with you, your family on the other side is with you. You can talk to your family. You can talk to your angels. You can, like I said, go out and say it to the universe. And that's how I got a job once. Because I lost the job. They overstaffed, and I was, I ran around doing jobs, 4 month jobs. And I threw my arms up and said, what am I going to do now? Within 3 minutes, I got a phone call. Do you want to take this job? Somebody just canceled. And then that house came to me. Well, where am I going to live? Well, do you want to take this house? You won't need to live in it for 6 months because the people who were going to come to it gave up their rights to it. So we'll just let you live in it for the time you have your job. So everything fell into place because I threw my arms up in the air and said, what am I going to do now? What are you bringing to me now? I'm ready for something now. So there's many ways you can do it, Nathaniel. I would like to see you get busy and then report back to me. You know I'm Diana McClinic on Facebook, and you're welcome to send me a message, and I can do a card reading for you, you know, since I didn't have my card tonight. It's dark, and we've been having fires here, and I've actually had to move from where I was parking last night to farther on just to get out of the smoke. So it's dark. I don't even know if the lights are working. But the fire trucks are working. They're coming in from everywhere.
Well, Diana, let me ask you, if people want to get card readings from you, Is Facebook the best way for them to contact you?
That's the easiest place. I think I have put my email, Mount Diva, Mountain for short, M-O-U-N-T, Diva, D-E-V-A, at AOL.com. I put that out there before. I don't get on the internet a lot because I've got to go to Starbucks and all these other places. And that's one of my things. Every day, all is well, I am grateful, and then just state your first five things. I'm living in a house with running water. My books are published. There's a person there that likes me to be with them, and we're doing this or that or whatever. And just say that every day. And I did that with tuning forks. So that's how you start the day, being grateful. Right, David? So I think you can do it, Nathaniel. Give it another try. He's gone, isn't he?
He's still there.
There's one thing, yeah. I think that we get better every time we pick up and do it again. Tarsus do, anyway.
Uh-huh.
It really is true that you get stronger every time. I used to like to think that was not a correct saying, but I think every time you get back up, you get stronger and you get more guidance and closer to spirit, closer to knowing what you're here for, and just be happy about it and things will flow. Happy and grateful. Is that good?
Happy and grateful. That's
all right,
the key.
Well, you get what you get. Life readings are like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, they sure are.
You're reading a box of chocolates. Thanks.
Thank you, Nathaniel. God bless you, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, take
bye.
Care. All right. Okay, Diana, our next caller is Sandy. And Sandy, you're live on the air.
Hi, Sandy, Reverend Raymond. Oh, David,
yeah.
This is the lady that does Raising Vibrations show on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so happy you play. David, what kind of author are you? What have you written?
Well, I've written some books about a naughty nun who likes her bourbon and Marlboros, and she teaches classes in advanced holiness. And the Reverend Mother's a reformed prostitute, and the convent chef is a gay cowboy, and all the characters are deliciously dysfunctional, and they point out all the dark and light that we have in us, and they're designed to make adult children who take designed to help adult children not take life so seriously. So that's what I've been doing, and I've also written some nonfiction books as well, but I just love it. I love it.
Wow. And so how do we, if we wanted to look at this book, is it on Amazon or do we go to the bookstore to get it?
It's on Amazon, but what I would suggest you do is wait until the next edition comes out, which is going to be a little while away, and I'll keep people posted on that. It's going to be a much better version of the first. It's a combination of the first two books in the series, of which there are 13 books. And I'm working on it with a professional editor who's a satirist and help produce some books. So it's going to be a good book.
Yeah. Well, when you go to release that, why don't you come on my show and we'll talk about it?
I'd love to. And what's the name
yeah.
of your show?
It's called Raising Vibrations Radio, and I do it from my own website now. I do a 30-minute show on Blog Talk to advertise it, but I do it from my own website, which I'm powered by Intuit Talk. So and every guest that comes on my show is on my guest page. Like Diana's there with a link to get in touch with her.
Oh, cool. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, you can go to the website and you say you want to be a guest. There's a tab for that and send me, and it goes right to my email. Or you can email me directly, which is reverendraven47@gmail.com.
Reverend Raymond, is it?
Raven, like the bird, Raven.
Okay, so it would be the whole word Reverend Raven.
Uh-huh.
47.
And then, yes, 47.
Gmail.
At gmail.com, uh-huh.
Okay, great.
Well,
I'll make a note of that.
I think you should go ahead and do the show, David. I think that you could do a show now instead of waiting for your book. I mean, you've got enough in you to do a show.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Anytime. We'd love to have you on there. I want people that are doing their own thing that, you know, they're helping other people and it uplifts and helps create a frequency out there to bring our vibration up higher, you know. And I love having different guests on there talking about their passions. That's what I really love.
The three shows that I did were I had to throw away all of my tests, which I held on to for years. And so we did shows where I just gave away my entire naturopathic education on her shows. We've done four of them. We need to do one more because I have a little bit more to throw away. But I've lost all my books, so I might as well lose all my tests, I thought. And then when I let go of it, the universe is going to bring me back something else. So that's what she means by my passion was holistic. I was a doctor of naturopathy. I paid $25,000 for my PhD in holistic nutrition, and it didn't take me anywhere except it got me above the radar. You know, they kill people for stuff like that. So it was a crazy life, but I decided to just give away the information. And anybody who wanted to decide to be a naturopath could listen to those shows and see if you really want to know that stuff. Or anybody studying for the holistic board could listen to it. And if you listen to it enough, you're going to pick the right question when you take the board. That's just all there is to it. Because we just did test question answers, as much as I could. And then when I needed a break, she'd come in and was teaching us something else holistic. So they were pretty cool shows. They were relaxed, as I am usually. Sandy, what I'm seeing for you, and this is my horse, and sometimes he's funny, are you flying a kite today? If you're,
yeah.
This is it. He's handing you a kite. The reason being is grounded. You being more grounded in the earth, because this is where you're supposed to be, and then your kite is announcing you. Just you.
Okay.
How important you are, what you're doing, you're you. Your kite can be as high up as you want. It can follow you as fast as you want it to. But just hang on to that kite while you're on the ground, and you're going to be grounded in what you are. So tell us
awesome.
What you are, but stay here.
Awesome. Oh, I got to tell you. You know Hans Christian King?
Yeah.
I asked him to be on the show. Well, he's not coming on the show, but Alfred, his protege who does the show with him, is coming on the show.
Oh, that will be good. That will be good. Make sure I know that.
Yes, I will.
And then David can have him on his show, too.
Yes,
me?
David, you can have him on his show. He's huge. He's huge.
Who is he? I've heard of him, but I'm not making the connection.
Okay, so Hans Christian King is an international medium, right? He has been on television. He does numerous big publication radio shows. He does conferences. He comes into different cities. He's written another book that's coming out in November. So he connects with spirit and tells us, he's just phenomenal. He really is.
Cool.
Well, Alfred, his protege, has been with him for 20-something years. They do a radio show together and travel and stuff like that. And Alfred does the same thing, but he does the spiritual writings, you know, where you automatic writing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
To get message from spirit. So he'll be doing that on the show.
Great.
Wow, great. Wow, that sounds like quite a cool.
Yes, we can probably get him on your show, too. It'll be amazing. I wanted to hear your show. You're amazing. I'm loving it, and I think you have great energy.
Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate that. When is your show on?
Every Monday night at 8:30 to 10 on my website under the live radio tab. But I do a little 30-minute thing there on Blog Talk on Monday nights at 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. Eastern, all right.
Yeah, Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Well, I will be in touch with you, my dear.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thanks for calling in tonight. God bless.
Blessings to
you. Did
you
have anything else you wanted to say, Diana?
No, that's it. I feel like she needs to be grounded. So, you know, we could do more work on grounding, but I think that she's probably perfectly able to figure it out what that means. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Sandy, have a beautiful evening, and thank you again for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is Maura. And we just have two more callers at this point in time, Diana, just to let you know. So, Maura, you're live on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Maura. I don't believe we've talked. I don't believe I've talked to you, at least by the name Maura.
No, so, you haven't talked to me.
Yay. I'm doing good. I'm sure David's doing good. How are you doing?
Well, things are very chaotic. I was about to buy a house, and I backed out of the deal. But another house has come up on the market, and I really like it. I'm going to go look at it on Saturday. So I'd like to know if you see me getting that house instead.
Well, you know, I don't really see people getting houses and things like that. Try to deal with the fact that you already know, and it's what is best for you. And then, like David said, the highest and best for all that is. And if you can actually discuss it with yourself, if you haven't already, you know, if you haven't already done the third density way of all the pros, all the cons. And make sure you do all the pros and cons for a long time, because you know what a house is. It's really something that you keep, take care of, and sometimes it's hard to get rid of. But think of all the good things, too. So once you've done all that, then am I staying in this place? Do you have a reason to stay where that house is? Is that where your spirit wants you to be, where your soul growth is going to be, where you meet whatever you're going to meet, where you do whatever you're going to do? Because home is where you are. Are you able to be at the level where you're going to make home and all the reasons? Well, I don't know if you want to say the word reason. I'm learning how to say. I'm trying to talk in pictures that I see, not really words. So that's basically it. Is that where you're going to live, where you're going to be, where you're going to do, where you're going to know where you are and what you are and all that in that place where the house is? And definitely talk with your guides and your angels. Talk it over and ask for answers in your dream.
Okay. Are you doing angel card readings?
Tonight, I'm not. Tonight, I'm doing the intuition coming through me. Now, what I would say, like I used to before I drew cards, was the angel that does this, because they like to be asked to do things. The angel that does this, the angel that takes care of should we buy this house, come to me and talk to me, and then talk to that angel. And then say, I would like for you to show me the energy of and all the reasons you want this house. Or is this, like I said, I narrow things down to knowing, being, doing. It's energy, what is best for soul growth. I do, like, high vibrational. That's the angel cards helped me get to high vibrational, because I used to do tarot cards for years, and there was too much. Whoever wrote the tarot cards put a lot of negativity in them. And I'm the kind of person who wants to change anything that's negative to a positive right away. So that's what you have to do with that house, I believe. That's the house. that you're going to be. Well, I have a, if I had to think it through, I would say that the house came on the market. And the other house, I was able to back away from that so that I could get this house.
Okay.
And usually when I'm on the right path, I find coins around the car.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah, so I found a dime by my car today when I came to the car. Because I find coins. It's almost as if they're trying to communicate when I'm wondering when I get the coins and they're always around the car when I find them. I could pull up in the parking lot and I'll step out and there'll be a coin there. When I come out in the morning.
Dimes are definitely angels with me, and I think dimes are archangels, are the highest angels, are like Raphael and Michael and all that. I believe that I find, but it was funny, just like you said, you pull up into that spot, or you're in a parking lot like Walmart, you walk a certain direction, maybe you didn't walk that direction before, and you run into a bunch of dimes and pennies. You pick them all up, right? You don't leave the pennies. You pick them all up, and you be grateful. And you know that you're getting answers to what you've asked to get answers for. So that's, to me, I would say that's a good, put that on the positive side. I got some kind of confirmation that this was my house. But you're going to have to figure that one out yourself. Because I can't.
But you always wonder if it's a coincidence, and you wonder. I get in my way sometimes. I know I do.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
We all do that. Yeah. I definitely have to tell myself to get out of the way before I do the radio shows because I could be talking, I was a registered nurse for 32 years. I could be talking to you like a social worker or life coaching and... You pretty much know, I think. I think you already know. So, if you understand what I'm talking about, knowing, doing, being, existing in your highest light, vibration, soul growth. Sorry about the motorcycle, but people have ripped themselves.
Yeah. I feel really like it resonates for me with this house. I just feel...
Mm-hmm. Is that
the other house... I was trying to talk myself into it, and I wasn't listening to my gut. And then I decided to finally listen to it, and I backed away. And then the very next day, after I backed out of the deal, the very next day, this house came up on the market.
Well, that sounds like you did the right thing. You knew if you backed away. The other thing is this your price? Is this the city, the place, the town, whatever that you're going to do, what you're going to do in? If that's your house, then is this your place? If the answers are both yes, then you got it. Can you make the payments? That's always in there, but sounds like you might have found your house. I really like that you found the coins when you did back away and got this house. So you already know that it's, you know in your heart it's a positive. So let's pair it flow. And if there's anything that you need to know about the house, let it come to you now, not after you get there.
Yeah.
Be all ready.
Yeah.
Be all ready.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Maura. God bless, I'll send you positive energy around that house.
Thank you, David. Same to you. God bless both of you. Thank you.
Okay. We do have some other callers, Diana, that have called in. Just to let folks on the line know, Diana is outside tonight, so she's not able to read angel cards. She's doing intuitive readings. So if you're up for that, here we come. Area code 708. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Barb.
Hi, Barb. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Say hello to Diana.
Hello, Diana.
Hi, Barb.
I have a question. I have taken Reiki 1 and 2. And is there a lot of changes for Reiki 3 that you go through?
Well, I don't know about is there a lot of changes. Changes from what? To what the class used to be 20 years ago? Or different than 1 and 2? Do you think that you
I'm saying how you personally perceived it, because I didn't really find that much change. I found a lot more heat coming out of me and sensations and dreaming that was pretty profound.
Go ahead. They're leaving. I'm in a parking lot.
Wondering if, like Reiki 3, which would be a master Reiki, is there a lot of difference? That's all it.
It's probably more practiced, if it's anything like the Reiki that I learned. But this is a Walmart thing after it gets dark. People have to express themselves. Okay. As long as you can put up with the background. What I'm getting that, yes, anytime you go on to advance, you're practicing what you already learned. Now, when you get to level 4, you should be able to just raise your hand. That's how it was with me. Just be able to raise your hands and use a collar and a sound. Level 3 will be more of the practicing what your teacher has planned for you to practice. They're not all teachers are not the same. You may work on the same symbol for a long time to get it down because it means a certain energy, and you want to put that symbol of all the places. If you're doing hands-on healing, you use the symbols of the crown and then do your healing. So it is practice as far as I'm concerned. And I don't know if you needed to know that because I think you already know it, or if it was because you really don't need to take it. You're already level 3 because you know. So this is what I'm seeing for you is that you've been sitting on the fence.
Yeah. She's good, David. She's right. I've been sitting on a fence.
Well, that's what Namu tells me. You're sitting on a fence. Okay. So you're going to feel real empowered. Self-empowerment is a great thing about what it is that you need to do. Do you really need to prove to another master that you can do what you can already do and pay a lot of money to do that?
No.
I don't think you do need to prove anything to anyone, because I think you can already, what you've learned as far as the symbols and the energy, now focus on what's coming out of the palms of your hands, how you're holding the energy that you're sending to other people. Can you just flash it through, like striking a ping pong ball or shooting a golden arrow, or however you perceive it, because it's all about you, and you have the knowledge and the power and the ability.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can jump off that fence now.
Yeah. It's funny you should say it like that, because I was, I was doing it, and then I stopped, and then I just... I wasn't kind of sure about it, and then I just thought, no, I really think that it's, let me ask this from Spirit. I feel like it's more of a calling.
If you're asking if it's more of a calling from Spirit, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, I denied I was a starseed, and then it was like, do you really have to ask? I mean, we've given you so many confirmations. You really have to ask. If you, want to use your hands and bring heaven to earth, and then you get to the point where you're looking at yourself, you see a star in your heart, you know you're doing your energy work. You can see it. You can feel it. You don't have to have someone else tell you. You can do it. But if you want to practice, it's practice shooting through your heart instead of your hands. That's the next level, I believe. Just like, okay, blue balls. Sam will throw you blue balls, can you catch it? And if you get to another person who can work with energy and you're shooting with your heart, with your heart chakra, don't use your hands, don't use your head, your neck, shoot, and you practice shooting that blue energy and that green energy, and you're going to learn more healing and more love, and you're going to get to where one day that blue and green becomes gold, and you know that you're doing your energy correctly. You know that the people are getting healing. You know that they're being moved to a space that they can wake up. You just know that because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's knowing. Okay, David, your turn.
Well, it's out of my realm, my dear, so I don't have anything to add. But
I didn't. Your energy's
what I'm
so
getting
hot.
From you is it seems like you're right on track. That's what my gut's telling me.
Okay. Well, maybe sometime we can all practice sending each other blue balls and green balls and golden balls and how we perceive their. Well, what my horse does, because I wasn't sure my energy was getting anywhere, this is what he's been trying to get me to say. What I used to do was fill up a balloon with everything a person needed if they had a certain illness. I would fill it up with the herbs, the energy, the sounds, the vibrations, put it in a balloon. He carried it to them, and as he put it in their hands, the balloon broke, and they absorbed everything they needed. That's how I learned that I could do things like distance, because I wasn't sure about distance healing, because I can, what I learned how to do, I learned how to do in person. You have to become sure of yourself. You're knowing, then you're being and doing sound, frequency, vibration.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think you understand. Yeah.
I do. Boy, she's a tough cookie, David. She's tough.
I know she
it's
is.
It's the horse. It's not me. It's the horse.
Sudden, I hear the whap of the whip.
Well, Barb, thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you both. I appreciate your time.
Okay,
you're
welcome. God bless.
Thank you.
Good night. We have a Skype caller here. What is your name,
hey,
please? Hi.
Hey, David, it's Trish.
Hi, Trish. How are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm just sliding in at the last minute.
That's okay. You made it. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I understand you can't give an angel message, so would you like me to ask a question?
Well, I can, but tonight I don't have my cards. I can give you an angel message for sure. Almost every message I've been doing is from angels or my horse. I have a horse guide that seems to be doing things tonight. So, sure. What's up with you?
Well, I'm having some issues with a piece of property, and I was wondering if I could get some insight as to what's going on.
Boy, I don't know, because that's not my realm of things. If I were drawing a card, it seems like you probably need to work on it, because I would say you already know what to do, but you don't already know what to do. So if you're having issues, don't jump into buying the property. That's common
sense. I already
own
it. Oh,
is it something you want to sell?
No, it's something I want to develop. That's okay. I can switch the question.
Yeah.
What do you see around relationship?
I'm not that kind of psychic. You know that. I'm a card reader. Because what I deal with is higher vibrations. If you're looking for a relationship, then first have you done your work? Are you at the point where you can order, because I don't know what else to call it, because I see a menu. I'm being given a menu. Okay. Are you able to receive your order? Are you open to receive what you order? Are you open to accept that you deserve what you order in your relationship? Are you open to someone
who will adore you and support you, can you actually receive all that? And when you can receive all of that, then you're ready.
Okay.
Do you need more steps of how to get there?
No, I'm pretty clear as to what I'm looking for.
Okay, then you've already done the third density. This is what I'm looking for, a person that has this quality and that quality.
Right.
Up your vibration to how is this person going to support you? And I'm talking financially, too. You don't want a person who's going to make fun of you every time you do something spiritual. You know, I would say that if you want somebody that's going to make fun of you every time you do something spiritual, then you haven't developed to that point where you want to accept, well, like David says, for the highest good of all that is, the person with the vibration that is supportive of you, that honors you, that adores you, because then all of my hassles are not something that controls the relationship.
Right.
Because you can you can sit back to back and when you have an argument and dissolve it. You don't have to get to any kind of a lower level. So you want that person? Are you ready? Are you open to receive that person that is supportive and adores you? If you are, then you're ready to ask for it. So go ahead and ask.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
It's good to hear your voice, Trish. Thank you for calling tonight. Okay, we have one more caller. Area code 217. Hi, what is your name, please?
Shanna,
hi there. How are you tonight?
Hi, David. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Say hi to Diana.
Good. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Shanna.
Great show tonight. Yes, Shanna.
Shanna. You sound very young.
I'm old.
I was going to say, it's nice to have a young person calling the show.
I'm not young, but I'm not super old. We'll just say I'm in the middle.
Well, you have a young voice then.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so I don't have my cards with me, but I can say that all is well and you are worthy. And if that fits what you're thinking, do you love yourself? Do you feel that you... Yeah.
I do love myself.
Can you bring yourself
back? I'm trying
back?
To accept myself right now.
Oh, okay. Well, self-acceptance is... David knows more about that than me because I think that was something you had on your priority this year, to learn the latest on self-acceptance. Self-acceptance. To me, it's the same thing. Self-empowerment. Loving yourself. Knowing you are worthy to receive all that is for your best and highest good. And pull yourself back to all as well, because I'm feeling like you're not doing that. If you have to use a fishing pole to catch those words, all is well, every time they leave you, keep pulling it back to you, because all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well. It's true. If everything is going crazy and nutty and not right, and you can pull yourself back to all as well, it's true that the universe hears you. The universe does hear you. All is well. So all is going to be okay. Know that you're loved.
Thank you.
There's something else you needed to say. Because I know that to know that you're loved, to be able to always bring all as well back, and I don't think we have to go through to be thankful as soon as you wake up, and thankful and grateful gets you going to all as well. And does that help anything? Because you are important. If you think you're not important, that's not true, because you are important. My rain dance worked. I did a rain dance because of the fire that worked all around us. It just started raining. All right. I still got it in me. I can bring rain, David.
There you go, Diana.
thank you for allowing me to experiment with my intuitive, because I was really glad that my horse came back. I guess I had
Oh, you're welcome, Diana, and thank you for being with us tonight.
And your energy and just soft and tender and generous as always.
Oh, thank you so much. And Shanna, thank you for calling in tonight, hon.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. God bless, Diana, and God bless everybody.
Thank you. Good night, sweet dreams.
You too.